Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of us would just love to know that there is a blood test that can help us identify if we have a disease coming our way. And then some of us will say, no, I'll pass. And people have to ask me, they're like, why would I want to know? What would you do differently? If you were told you'd have dementia, or you'd have cancer, that you're destined to get it, do you really want to know? I do. I mean, for me, it's because I like to plan. I don't like to wing it. Now, I might, you know, wing things as I go on some things I do, you know, but I'd like to plan. I'd like to know. Get finances in order. Make sure I, you know, check off things of my bucket list. Make sure I ensure my kids and hopefully grandkids later in life, you know, have what I hope they need. So to me, I prefer knowing. And there's a blood test that apparently can predict dementia up to 15 years before symptoms start. Now, if there are medications, and we're working on them, that could slow it down, I would sign up. So I think finding out 15 years before you turn 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 could be pretty cool. Researchers have found 11 protein biomarkers in the blood of individuals who were later diagnosed with Alzheimer's and similar diseases. This has been reported by Daily Mail. They said this was allow them to foresee the conditions with more than 90% accuracy. So with dementia, we have to usually do MRIs and other sorts of tests, which are pretty expensive. If you can make this cheaper, then many of us then have access to this. And then hopefully Medicare and other insurances will cover it. They hope that the individuals who don't usually get diagnosed, this will help pick it up. And then maybe allow us to develop new drugs to slow or even reverse dementia. Professor Jingfeng Feng from the University of Warwick said the blood test could be, quote, seamlessly integrated into the NHS, or that's, of course, for England, and then used by their GPs to screen patients. Same thing with us. They could be hopefully integrated into our system, which I hope is not socialized by that time. But we want to, if we do identify people, do it right. So what do we have? Well, we have new drugs like lecanemab and donanemab that are known to slow the progress of Alzheimer's. Not saying they're 1,000% effective, but I'd like to slow it down, save a year or two if I can. But many people look at dementia as unpredictable because they see Biden. Now, I mean, to me, it was predictable with Biden, but I got to be honest with you. I was shocked at how fast he's deteriorating. And I don't want to give him a diagnosis of dementia, but he does not look good. And when you see how he was 10 years ago, I mean, he was having issues during the Obama presidency. So for 10, 15 years, we've been like, all right, something's up. So, to me, it was predictable, but I was shocked at how fast we would see and the inability of his team to hide it any longer, because it is more obvious. And so when you can't say the name of a foreign diplomat, when you mix up your own diplomats, when you say something like, when you get the COVID vaccine, you won't get COVID. Those are things that are can be deleterious. And so dementia is as bad depending on what you need to do. So if you are a physician, any sort of dementia could be career-ending. If you're commander-in-chief, any sort of dementia is career-ending. See, people will say, yeah, but it's not. He's not like my grandmother was with Alzheimer's. He's the commander-in-chief. He should have no cognitive deficit. If he can't even remember the name of a, you know, foreign leader, then how is he going to make the decision to hit the red button or the code of the football or whatever that he has in terms of deciding, you know, when to attack and use our nuclear armament? That, you know, so, you know, we don't want to wait till they're so far gone. And so if you look back to what Biden had gone through, you know, with his gaffes, if he could have had a blood test in the early 2000s, maybe even the 90s, then maybe if we had something at the time, I think we had an Amenda, an Aricept, you know, that we maybe it could have slowed it down, or maybe not. Maybe our brains just want to poop out, like our knees and everything else that seems to happen as we age. But signs of dementia could be difficulty learning new tasks. And that scares a lot of us, because if you say, look, I want to teach you this new game, and you're like, I don't even want to, it's just too mentally complex. If you start to notice yourself not want to do that, change your mind and try to learn it. Okay, because in order to keep your mind active, you need to learn. A lot of, I think, dementia is us giving up. A lot of it is real, but I think we accelerate because we're like, you know what, I'm not going to put you through that. I'm not going to teach you new things. If you struggle to stay focused on a single task, well, that's a lot of us now that we're more, you know, multitasking while we're watching TV and playing games. If you find it harder to take part in conversations, if you mistake reflections or patterns for other objects, it could be a sign of hallucination, or it could be a sign of you not comprehending certain things. If you're getting more anxious, more frightened, these could also be some interesting signs of dementia. Hearing loss, vision issues. So, yes, if there is a test, I'm for it. I don't know when we're going to have access to it, but, now, yeah. Please hurry. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a film, was it with John Cusack, or was that, there's 2012, and then there's The Day After Tomorrow. I get those two movies mixed up. But there was this movie in 2004, The Day After Tomorrow, where I think the whole planet becomes an ice age. And it scared a lot of people because New York was cold. And I think people had to hide. I think it was the girl from Phantom of the Opera was in the movie. So it might have been, I don't know if it had John Cusack in it. John Cusack might have been 2012. I forget. But The Day After Tomorrow, I remember seeing that movie as well. And it was good. I mean, it was sci-fi. Honestly, the movies, what might not have been that good a movie, pre-COVID, now it's looking like a better movie these days. But apparently, there have been some reports that we might, have a deep freeze. According to Daily Mail, our Gulf Stream could, quote-unquote, collapse as early as next year. and melting glaciers could shut down this Gulf Stream, which is the system that brings warmth to the Northern Hemisphere. And without that additional heat source, the average temperatures could drop by several degrees in North America, parts of Asia, and Europe, which could cause severe and cascading consequences around the world. So even though everything is about global warming, scientists are warning that an abrupt shutdown of the Atlantic Ocean currents is looking more likely than ever, where computer simulations find a, quote, cliff-like tipping point looming in the near future. Study authors from Utrecht University in the Netherlands aren't exactly sure when, but a previous study said this could happen as soon as next year. They say we are moving closer to the collapse, but we're not sure how much closer. We are heading towards a tipping point. So what do you do to prepare for something like that? Well, my vote would be to not rely on electricity. You know, I keep your fuel car a little while longer if you can. Hey, because even though, you still need to warm up any sort of car, you can at least get into that car, keep moving, and just keep going south and get where it's warmer. That's what I would do. I don't know if I would just rely on an electric vehicle. See, the more of my friends that are doing that, you know, the more people are calling me saying, Dahlia, do you have a spot in your RV if we need? Okay, my RV can only hold, I'm not saying I have that many friends, but a lot of my friends have dogs. You know, guys, there's only so many of you I could take if your electric vehicle doesn't work. That's all I could do right now. Some of my friends are still holding on to their trucks. That's what I would do. Hold on to your truck. But it's interesting. So what they say is the Gulf Stream is a part of a wider system of currents, officially called the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC. It's described as the conveyor belt of the ocean. It transports warm water near the ocean surface northwards from the tropics up to the northern hemisphere. When the warm water reaches the North Atlantic around the U.S. East Coast, Europe, and the U.K., it releases the heat, and then it cools. As the ice forms, salt is left behind in the ocean water. Due to the large amount of salt in the water, it becomes denser, it sinks, and then is carried southwards into the depths below. Eventually, the water gets pulled back up to the surface, warms up in a process called upwelling, and it completes the cycle. Scientists think the AMOC brings enough warmth to the northern hemisphere that without it, parts of the North America, Europe, would enter a deep freeze. Prior studies have shown that due to climate change, it's already slowing down. The engine, notice they aren't saying necessarily global warming. They're calling it climate change. They're starting to kind of be a little bit more careful about their wording because the climate is always changing. There's always shifts. So this Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation apparently has a huge role in our climate system. Carries the warm, salty water to the upper layers of the Atlantic northward, colder fresh water in the deep Atlantic southward. The circulation transports a substantial amount of heat from the tropics and southern hemisphere towards the North Atlantic, where the heat is transferred to the atmosphere. High levels of carbon dioxide could cause Arctic and Greenland ice to melt, increasing the amount of fresh water runoff into the ocean. The increase in fresh water, they believe, is what's going to disrupt the AMOC because it relies on this balance between the fresh and the salt water. So Greenland is, I guess, showing signs of melting. Although I remember a NASA study found that we are growing as the, I guess, North Pole is losing ice. The South Pole and Antarctica is gaining ice. I think it was a study from NASA. This was about 10 years ago, but nobody wanted to talk about it because it didn't really fit the narrative. So things happen in cycles, and there is a pattern of balance. And, you know, I as a physician who's done a lot of environmental studies and sciences in my training and my just in my academics to get to medical school, you know, no duh, the climate's changing. No duh, parts are going to get warmer. Other parts are going to get drier. Other parts are going to get wetter. You know, I've seen things change. I've seen weather change. We used to get snow in southern Nevada. I get it. Things change. That's just what happens. You know, and so you need to know that there's shifts. Look at the tectonic plates. Our earth is moving. I think California had multiple earthquakes recently the last few days. I think some of my California friends were telling me we just heard another one. We just heard another one. And so we know something's happening. You know, in terms of, I think one happened just last night, 2 miles from El Centro, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake. So I guess Southern California has had 13 earthquakes over the last 25 minutes, we're being told. Not the last 25, but over a 25-minute span. What does that mean? Well, it means, yeah, I mean, the earth is shaking. There might be a big earthquake coming. There might be some shifting. That's just what happens. El Centro is a city in the Imperial Valley in Southern California border region. It apparently rattled for a while. It was the 13th quake in a series that began less than a half hour earlier. And so, you know, California's had earthquake. I mean, before we had cars to the degree that we did, there was the big, bad earthquake of San Francisco. What, was that 1905? I think as Americans, because we can't control what they're doing in other countries, but as Americans, what we need to do is be very smart about things and understand that there will be storms, there will be hurricanes, there will be tornadoes, there will be snowstorms, there will be changes and disruption. And we need to learn old school. Every one of us should know how to start a fire to keep warm. Every one of us should know how to fish. Every one of us should know how to hunt. Every one of us should know what happens if we lose electricity. Do we just get more and more reliant on electricity and on computers? No. What we do is we could have our electric cars, we could have our computers, but we also have then the other shift. You know, what happens if we don't have power? What do? Can we still work? When I heard that hospitals had to divert patients because they didn't have their computers. They had full on electricity, but their computers weren't working. That's ridiculous. Medical students were calling me saying, yeah, they couldn't even write a sliding scale. I go, it's 0 to 1. I'm like, you don't have it memorized? What happens if a sugar is over 200? You don't write that stuff down. We had to write it all down. No, they push a button. They said they couldn't order a CAT scan. Yeah, you do. You walk down to radiology and you order the CAT scan. And you write it on a piece of paper. Nope, not allowed. It has to be all by computer. So hospitals shut down if somebody hacks the computer system. Full power. Full beeps and IV drips. So I say, if you really want to fight climate change, let's get a little less dependent on all this new age tech. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is backing his boss after last week's special counsel report that referred to issues with President Biden's memory. Mayorkas says the special counsel's investigative report on Biden's handling of classified documents was no place for that feedback.
The special counsel made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Tragedy strikes over the weekend. The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, Herbert Wigwe, along with his wife and son, died in a helicopter crash near Interstate 15 in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Herbert Wigwe, who served as the chief executive of Access Bank, was among six people aboard the aircraft when it crashed shortly after 10 p.m. local time. All six people on board died, including two pilots and the former chair of NGX Group, Nigeria's stock exchange. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Am I the only one to be like, thank God the Super Bowl's over? And I love football. But, man, that was kind of anxiety-producing. People didn't want to see Taylor Swift. Poor Taylor Swift. She's a fantastic artist, but, man, it was... You know, the Niners, I wonder how much this did for her career. I mean, one, she was spoken about more than football. But two, I mean, people were booing her. They were actually booing Taylor Swift during the game. Crazy. I felt this anxiety because when I had to pick up my friends on the strip in Las Vegas because they came into town to see a U2 concert and then they were leaving right before the weekend. It was a mess. You're sitting there for hours in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and this is my town. You know, let me pick up family and friends and get about my business. And, you know, it was, I'm glad we hosted it, but I'm not looking forward to it next year. And in terms of, we don't have to. I think it's New Orleans next year. I forget. So it was interesting. The Chiefs won again. I thought they played well. I thought, you know, the Niners played well, but I didn't really have a, shall we say, a choice, because I had money on the Chiefs from the beginning that they would win. But my medical prediction said it was the Niners. So I didn't want to look like my medical prediction. So I kind of wanted the Niners to win, so I didn't look like an idiot. How I based my medical predictions on groin injuries. And you saw the Niners were winning. But I think they all were like, you know what, it doesn't matter. If there's a groin injury, we can move forward. But I do have medical calculations. And red does have a much more stronger statistic than white in terms of my medical predictions, not in terms of Super Bowl wins, but red does beat white. So I knew the Chiefs would win, but my medical prediction said it was going to be the Niners. And I had to, I'm not going to lie to you guys. So that was obviously something that was, you know, a little concerning. But for me, there was good food. I was with friends. But it was kind of, like, disappointing. You know, $7 million, an ad, a 30-second ad. And some of the ads were stupid. You know, I thought the halftime show with Usher was better than last year. Was it The Weeknd where there was like these people that dressed up like tampons? I really don't understand what last year's were. I thought, you know, Usher did a great job. You know, I didn't mind it. Was it the best Super Bowl halftime show? No, but at least nobody's boobies were showing, you know, which sometimes happens. And I don't think I picked up on a lot of politics. I think it was pretty political free, unless I just didn't hear it. So not too bad. Interesting, Travis Kelce lost his cool, was screaming at Andy Reid, apparently kind of body bumped him. That was a little odd. And I think they may not, and I get, you know, you're screaming at each other. You saw Aaron Rodgers, you know, yell at Mark at Coach LaFleur when he was with the Packers, and McCarthy when McCarthy was coach. You know, so I get that happens, but I don't know. I think for one of the most, 110 million people watched it, we're really starting to lose what football is. Now, and I want football to be an escape from Hollywood. I want football to be an escape from politics. I want football to be about football. And where if you play well and the refs don't make bad calls, not a lot of penalties in this game, by the way. You know, not a lot of injuries. Just, you know, play some good football. You know, it's entertaining enough. And so I think a lot of people were kind of worried. You know, somebody had accused Taylor Swift and yelled at her saying, "You're ruining football." And she goes, "It's not my fault." And I don't blame her. I mean, you know, she's a gifted performer. Yeah, she's dating Travis Kelce. I think it worked out really good for them promotions and all that. Are they going to last? I don't know. I hope they do. I wish them luck, but you know what? People didn't want this to be about Taylor Swift. I don't know if there was a prop bet. I didn't really hear a lot of the prop bets this year of, you know, how many times the camera was going to show Taylor Swift. And so she decided to chug a beer, you know, to show she's one of, I mean, yeah, again, I like her as a person, but I don't want to see Taylor Swift when I watch football. I don't want to see all the stars in the stands. You know, when I couldn't afford to go to my own Super Bowl in my own backyard and Hollywood gets to be there. It's not something I want to see. Super Bowl should not be a $35,000 a ticket game, which is what some of the ticket price, if not even higher. It was ridiculous. In fact, I made a joke on social media that I have a nice, crisp $20 bill burning a hole in my pocket. If anybody's got tickets, I think the first Super Bowl ticket was $12 back in the 60s. And 15 minutes before the game ended, somebody said, "Hey, you know, reach out to me for tickets." I mean, there were scams, there were, you know, and if we don't hold sacred, like, you know, baseball, football, oh, American pie, you know, a flag, and let the American flag be the American flag, let apple pie be apple pie. Let football be football. Let baseball be baseball. But what happens is when something is very popular and you get, you know, 110 million viewers, if not more. You know, people want to piggyback off of it, piggyback. These Super Bowl ads are getting ridiculous. $7 million for, now, mind you, the hopefully that did, you know, there were people hired, you know, to do that, and some people might have made some of that money, but, you know, it, really? $7 million for a bad ad? You know what you could have done? I mean, I would have rather seen a commercial saying, guys, instead of us spending $7 million for a 30-second ad, what we decided to do was we decided to give that $7 million to help the homeless population in California or New York or the veterans. That would have been pretty cool. Now, of the commercials, I did like a good neighbor. Okay, so they made fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger's accent, which I thought was cute. You know, having German and Austrian in my family, I got it. I thought it was pretty funny. I liked that commercial. There was a commercial with Ben Affleck dancing. I didn't really hear what was going on with that, but apparently that, Yahoo Sports ranked that one high. There was a Kia Sport where I think a little girl was ice skating, and the grandfather couldn't be there, so she went to the grandfather's house, who had this mansion of a lodge with its own ice lake, so she could perform for him. That was really nice, but I'm like, are they trying to tell us that, you know, rich people, I mean, it was kind of the little, you know, it was nice. The Uber Eats commercial was stupid. In fact, they had to cancel part of the Uber Eats commercial because it was about when you to learn something, you have to forget something. So a guy was going into anaphylaxis, eating peanut butter, and apparently, you know, that was, there was backlash over that, so Uber Eats had to change their commercial so it wouldn't offend people who had peanut allergies. I didn't think it was a good commercial to begin with. The Hard Knocks, a Dove Super Bowl film. There were some interesting ads. You know, I just think that we need to get back to football is football. Now, there was a lot of debate on whether Biden should have spoken to people. Apparently, most presidents do a Super Bowl address. You know, I mean, if that's something that we do, you know, you want to, you know, speak to the people, it's an American time, it's a uniting time. Look at how there were fans, Chief fans, Republican, Democrats bonding. Same thing with Niner fans. I mean, you had people bonding for a game. You know, it would have been smart for him to, but not if he couldn't perform. So, we'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's a restaurant located in the Pisa Ski Resort in Davos, Switzerland, which has sparked outrage after they posted a discriminatory message in Hebrew refusing to rent sleds to Jewish customers. The sign was displayed prominently at the front of the establishment, allegedly said sled thefts involving Jewish individuals as the reason for the discriminatory policy. The message addressed to, quote, Jewish brothers stated, due to various sad incidents belonging, including the theft of a sled, we no longer rent sports equipment to our Jewish brothers. Thank you for your understanding. What? The discriminatory action has drawn condemnation from both local and international communities. Officials from the Swiss Association of Jewish Communities have expressed shock, condemnation, describing the message as highly discriminatory and anti-Semitic. But, I mean, we've heard multiple, unfortunately, multiple issues where people are refusing service or being not shaking the hand of Israeli athletes. Was that a volleyball team that this happened on over the last few days? And so there is an investigation into this, but you know, I thought we were a world where we want to promote equity, lack of discrimination, lack of no exclusivity, and sadly, this type of behavior is still going on. Bed bugs. There's a new hard-to-kill bed bug species that we're being told is evading the U.S. MSM, Microsoft, as well as Daily Mail are reporting that there is a new harder-to-kill species of bed bug that appear to like some of the northern cities. I think Ohio has been hit pretty heavily with this. And the species is known as Cymex hemipterus, or the tropical bed bug. We've seen cases in Florida and Hawaii, but unlike the common bed bug, it's resistant to virtually all insecticides. Now, we think it's because we rampantly overuse insecticides, you know, around mosquitoes, that these bed bugs were able to mutate a resistance to it. They also can evade traps, like smooth-walled pitfall traps that are set up underneath beds, like beds, to catch them. So we are seeing these pests rise in as many as 50 countries across the U.S., seeing many in the Midwest. Entomologists at the University of California, Riverside, revealed these spreads of these, and they do suck your blood. They're a little brown, and then they get red and full. And they used to, I guess, just be in Africa and Asia, and we believe that they were nearly eradicated in the wake of the Second World War, but they have resurged, and they have now made a pretty vicious comeback. So the tropical bed bug was spotted in Florida in 2016 for the first time in 60 years. Then in Hawaii when it was reported in 2020. They say that researchers fear with heating and air conditioning, buildings are at constant temperatures year-round. So now that people are traveling, bringing bed bugs back with them, we might see many of these cases where they spread to areas where they usually aren't. They say there's also fears that the pests could carry and transmit more harmful diseases between humans, like hepatitis, because these bed bugs suck people's blood. Can they spread HIV? Can they spread syphilis? The scientists, including Dr. Chow Yang Lee from the University of California, Riverside, said most bed bug control products were developed for the common bed bug, with the assumption that they could also work on the tropical bed bug. But biological differences between the species are being discovered that have implications for the management of the tropical bed bug. So these tropical bed bugs are more wily. They look similar, but they are a little different. So a recent study demonstrated that the tropical bed bug can easily escape certain traps that the regular bed bug can't. And that the species have more hair on its legs, allowing it to have more grip and enabling it to climb smooth surfaces. Whereas the common bed bug, they, I guess, need more of that traction. So, when people say, yeah, but bed bugs don't really spread a lot of disease, we're good. This is a different beast. So, yeah, we do need to kind of be a little bit more aware. So, we'll see what happens. You know, we talked about the plague today where an Oregon resident, had been exposed to the plague from their kitty cat. So obviously, you know, we want to make sure that we're not, you know, keeping our guard down. I don't know if you guys heard, but there was a case of Alaska pox. Alaska pox. Yep, that's a thing now. An elderly man from Alaska has been the first person to die from Alaska pox, which he got from his kitty cat. Don't get rid of your cats. I love our kitty cats. But, yeah, they can spread some pretty interesting diseases. The man had a weakened immune system, but he died in a hospital late January. And it was from Alaska pox, a disease first identified in 2015. His symptoms include a rash, swollen lymph nodes, and it took several months for doctors to diagnose the condition. But his health deteriorated. He had malnutrition, went into kidney and respiratory failure. They believe that it's a pox. So Alaska pox, they believe it came from his pet cat. and that the pet carried the disease on its paws. When the cat scratched him, he got a lesion from it. Now, state epidemiologist Julia Rogers said people should not necessarily be concerned, but more aware. We're hoping to make clinicians more aware of what Alaska pox virus is so they can identify signs and symptoms. So Alaska pox was first documented in 2015. It's similar to other viruses like cowpox, monkeypox, which now we call mpox, and smallpox. It's an orthopox virus that was first identified in a patient in Fairbanks, Alaska, back in 2015. The pox, orthopox viruses can infect mammals. Since 2015, six additional cases of Alaska pox virus have been reported in Alaska, five of which were people living in the Fairbanks North Star Borough and one person living in the Kenai Peninsula Borough. They say, and let me give credit where credit is due, this is the Daily Express U.S., they said the virus has been most commonly identified in red-backed voles and shrews based on small mammal sampling in the Fairbanks North Star Borough, but the virus is likely more widespread in Alaska's small mammal populations. And infections in humans might have occurred and in patients who were not diagnosed. They say our domestic pets like dogs and cats could also play a role. The virus is known as zoonotic, meaning it circulates among animals with some rare transmission to humans. So a zoonotic illness is an illness you could get from an animal, like the plague. So what are the symptoms? Well, he had a red bump in his right armpit in November of 2023. It became tender, sore, and you can, it look, I mean, some of the pictures, although I don't know if it's his, looks like a little, like, blister. But you could have headaches, fever, muscle aches, swollen lymph nodes. They say if you do think you have a spot caused by Alaska pox, cover the sucker with a bandage and get seen. So the patient who passed had complained of these spots as well as a painful shoulder, general fatigue. He had shooting, stabbing, and burning pain due to nerve and brain damage. So that means the infection affected the brain. That's kind of weird. Yeah. So we have a lot more to get to this week. Hope you guys are learning something. I really appreciate it. As we're celebrating World Radio Day, you know, we're very, very grateful. That's coming up tomorrow, but we're very grateful for this opportunity. We're grateful to all our listeners. Really grateful to GCN. Genesis Communications Network. We're grateful to all our producers. Today, Daniel helped us and all the producers that help us throughout the week. But we're really grateful to our listeners. God bless. And keep learning. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.